各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还有慕道的朋友们，大家主内平安。
Our beloved brothers and sisters and friends, peace in the Lord.
因为今天是圣诞节，也祝福大家圣诞节平安。
Because today is Christmas, I want to wish everybody a peaceful Christmas.
圣诞节让很多人沉浸在明亮的灯光中、华丽的装饰中。
Christmas allow us to enjoy all the bright lights and all the glamorous celebration.
人们享受着美好的家庭团聚以及丰富的美好的食物。
And being able to enjoy family reunion and all the sumptuous food.
关于圣诞节呢，我已经跟大家讲了好几次，可能跟弟兄姊妹传统的观念不太一样。
On the topic of Christmas, I have preached on it for a couple of times. It may differ from what your traditional concept of Christmas was.
在一般的人的眼里，圣诞节是一个欢快的日子。
In our general concept, Christmas is a day of joy.
我一再地提醒大家，圣诞节是一个悲伤的日子。
But I want to remind you, Christmas is a day of sadness.
在马太福音第二章讲得更清楚。
In the second chapter of Matthew, it described clearly.
那里面记载希律的刀子。
Over there, it described the knife of King Herod.
马拉的哭声。
The weeping in Ramah.
很多的婴孩被杀死。
Many toddlers were killed.
在读马太福音第二章的时候，我们好像听见那些失去孩子的妈妈们在悲伤的痛苦。
When we read the second chapter of Matthew, it feels like we can hear the sorrow and the weeping of the mothers who lost their child.
这些都很清楚地表达了圣诞节的悲伤。
They all show the sorrow and sadness of Christmas.
表达了上帝失去儿子的悲伤。
It shows the sadness that God experienced losing his son.
今天我要跟大家分享路加福音第二章21节到40节的经文。
Today I'm going to share with you the passage in Luke chapter 2 verse 21 to 40.
我们来看看圣诞节的另外一种悲伤。
Let's see the other kind of sadness in Christmas.
是带着荣耀的悲伤。
It's the kind of sadness that also come with glory.
可以说圣诞节是一个荣耀与悲伤共舞的日子。
We can say Christmas is a season of both glory and sadness.
那我们就来看圣诞，路加福音的第二章。
Let's read the second chapter of Luke.
哎，这个怎么没？那个没有了，怎么？那个经文前面。高科技有时候也会出问题，出问题的证明还是人能掌控科技。好像没有了，这个怎么不灵了？
一点不灵。
好像他自己在动。好，我们一起来看这段经文。
Let's all read this passage together.
满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。
At the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
按照摩西律法，满了洁净的日子。他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，把他献于主。
And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
正如主的律法上所记的，凡投生的男子必称圣归主。又要照主的律法上所说，凡用一只斑鸠或是两只雏鸽献祭。
As is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.And to the offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面， 这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
And now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进去，要照律法的规矩办理。
And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说。
He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word.
因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
就是你在万民面前所预备的。
That you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
孩子的父母因着认耶稣的话就稀奇。
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him.
西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子悖逆，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel.And for a sign that is opposed.
又要做毁谤的把柄，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟之派法利内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候。从丈夫做了七年就寡居了。
And there was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in year, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin.
现在已经84岁了，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈祷，昼夜侍奉神。
And then, as a widow, until she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day.
正当那时，他进前来称颂神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
约瑟和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。
And they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord. They returned to Galilee, to their own town, Nazareth.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
好，让我们一起为这段经文向主献上祷告。
Let's all pray for his salvation.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
我们感谢您，因为守约向我们施慈爱。
We thank you because you keep your promise and show mercy to us.
你为了救赎我们，赐下你的爱子耶稣基督。
Because you want to save us, you gave your Son Jesus Christ.
让耶稣基督担当我们的罪。
And let Jesus Christ to bear our sins.
为我们被钉十字架。
And die on the cross for our sake.
将我们从罪恶中救赎出来。
Redeem our sins.
今天我们聚集。
Today we gather here.
就是为了纪念主耶稣基督降生的日子。
Is to commemorate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们纪念主耶稣降生是为了担当我们的罪。
We remember the reason that Jesus was born is to become the Lord.
我们纪念主耶稣降生你的悲伤。
We remember your sadness because of the birth of Jesus Christ.
正如先知预言的那样，你忍受了悲伤，我们得到了平安。
Just like what the prophet has prophesied, because of the sadness you experience, we experience peace.
所以圣诞节我们享受欢喜快乐的时候。
So when we enjoy all the joy and happiness during Christmas,
我们不能忘记上帝因为人的罪 而有的悲伤。
We cannot forget the sadness that God you experience because of our sins.
我们不能忘记上帝曾经暂时的失去圣子的悲伤。
We cannot forget the temporary sadness that God experienced because you lost your son.
因此，当我们今天在这里纪念圣诞节的时候
，So when we come to remember Christmas today,
我们感谢神的慈爱。
We thank you for your grace.
我们愿意将荣耀归给你。
We want to give you all the glory.
我们在那祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那么为了我们了解刚才那一段经文，也了解圣诞节的意义，我们对这段经文进行一些观察和解释。
In order to understand the meaning of the passage and also the meaning of Christmas, let's analyze this passage a little bit.
我们大概的了解一下这段经文。
Let's examine this passage.
首先呢，在二章的二十一到二十四节。
The first part, chapter 2:21-24.
大家如果刚才我们读经还能记得的话，或者你们手里有圣经的话，三次提及耶稣遵守了律法。
If you remember what we just read, or you have the Bible in your hand, you remember this portion describes three times Jesus followed the law.
那是为了强调耶稣他的降生是为了成全以色列的律法。
That is to emphasize the reason Jesus was born was to fulfill the law of the Jews.
然后在二十五节到三十五节
，Next from verse 25 to 35，
借助西面的话去讨论耶稣基督降生的意义。
Through the word of Simeon, it discussed the meaning of Jesus' birth.
耶稣基督降生与以色列人和外邦人有什么关系
？The birth of Jesus, how is it related to the Jews and the Gentiles?
然后接着呢，在三十六节到三十八节
，And then the next portion from verse 36 to 38，
女先知亚拿的出现
，through the prophetess Anna，
她讲的话肯定了前面西面讲的话
，What she has said confirmed what Simeon has said earlier。
那么最后呢是三十九到四十节
，And the last portion for verse 39 to 40，
这段经文呢概括了。整段经文
these two verses conclude the whole passage.
特别我们留意西面的颂赞
let's focus on the praise of Simeon.
那这里面有几个主要的单词
In that praise, there are several terms.
救恩、荣耀、悖逆、跌倒
Salvation, glory, appointed, fall, oppressed, pierced by sword.
诽谤、被刀刺透
Oppressed and pierced by sword.
那么这些内容概括了耶稣基督降生的信息。
This verse can summarize the life of Jesus.
是充满了荣耀与悲伤。
It's full of glory and sadness.
有救恩，有荣耀。
There's salvation and there's glory.
也有被刀刺透。
But there's also pierced by sword.
所以圣诞节是荣耀与悲伤共舞的日子。
So Christmas is a time where both glory and sadness are in play.
然后女先知亚拿的颂赞。
And then from the praise of prophetess Anna,
她说称谢神将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救的人讲说。
Said, give thanks to God and to speak of him of all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
那么很明显，这段经文无论是西面还是女先知，他们两个都在称颂神。
It's obvious that no matter whether it's Simeon or Anna, they are praising God.
所以这段经文的主体就是颂赞耶稣基督是神赐给人类的救赎主。
So the theme of this passage is to praise Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of humankind.
而这位荣耀的救赎主，他是带着痛苦与悲伤。
It talks about the glorious Savior actually also brings along sadness.
上帝荣耀的儿子
The glorious Son of God
在悲伤中来到了人类
He came in sadness.
所以我今天跟大家讲到的一个题目就是颂赞耶稣基督是荣耀的救主
So the sermon topic I want to share with you today is praising Jesus Christ as the glorious Savior.
一个副的题目就是荣耀与悲伤共舞。
But the subtitle is In Glory and Sadness.
那么为什么说圣诞节是荣耀与悲伤共舞的日子呢？
Why would you describe Christmas as having both glory and sadness in play?
我跟大家讲三点。
I'll share with you three points.
第一点，神的应许带入荣耀与悲伤。
First point, God's promise brought glory and sadness.
那这段经文记载给耶稣起名，还有给他行割礼。
This passage recorded the naming of Jesus and the circumcision of Jesus.
如果大家留意的话，这都呼应了旧约圣经撒母耳第一章撒母耳被献的经文。
If you pay attention, this also mirror the experience of the Old Testament prophet Samuel.
可以说，耶稣基督降生与撒母耳被献是前后呼应，彼此在对话。
We can say the birth of Jesus just mirrored the birth and the calling of the Old Testament prophet Samuel.
我们具体来看看。
Let's look at some specifics.
耶稣的降生和撒母耳的对应。
How Jesus' birth is similar to that of Samuel.
这里讲给婴儿起名字，路加福音和撒母耳记同样都是这样讲的。
First, talk about the naming of the baby, both in Luke and 1 Samuel.
带婴儿上圣殿，同样在路加福音和撒母耳记都是这样描述的。
And talk about bringing the baby to the temple, both recorded in Luke and 1 Samuel.
把孩子献给主，同样路加福音和撒母耳记。
Presenting the baby to the Lord, same thing recorded in Luke and 1 Samuel.
拿西尔人的奉献礼。
Presenting him as a Nazarite.
在圣殿里。见到长子
and they meet some elders in the temple.
所以耶稣的降生跟撒母耳记的奉献是对应的。
So the birth of Jesus and the dedication of Samuel was a mirror image of each other.
在我们刚才读的经文中讲到玛利亚和约瑟是按照天使吩咐给耶稣起的名字。
Earlier we read that the naming of Jesus by Mary was according to the instruction of the angels.
并且他们也按照犹太律法的要求给耶稣行了割礼。
And they also circumcised Jesus according to the Jewish law.
为什么呢？
Why?
这都是为了强调耶稣的降生应验了神借着先知对他子民救赎的应许。
It's trying to emphasize that the birth of Jesus is a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy of Jesus.
耶稣基督降生最大的使命，其实他就是要彰显神的荣耀。
The biggest mission of Jesus' birth is to glorify God.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见过神。
There's nobody who has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the loving Son of God who is in God's bosom revealed God himself.
所以耶稣降生，他最大的目的就是要将神展示给我们。
So the biggest purpose of Jesus' birth is to manifest, is to show God to us.
我们看见了耶稣，就是看见了神。
When we see Jesus, we see God.
那么为了神能够得到更大的荣耀，
In order for God to have greater glory,
所以要救赎人类。
So God wants to save humankind.
因此我们蒙恩得救以后，就是要荣耀神。
That's why after we are saved and receive the grace of God, we should glorify God.
所以荣耀与救赎连在一起。
So,Glory and salvation is closely tied together.
而这个荣耀是充满了悲伤。
But this glory is also full of sadness.
因为神的儿子为了担当我们的罪，他要死。
Because the Son of God, in order to bear our sins, he has to die.
所以祭司西面提醒玛利亚。
That's why Simeon reminded Mary.
你的心要被刀刺透。
Your soul will be pierced by a sword.
想一想一个母亲
Imagine a mother
亲眼目睹自己的儿子将死在十字架上
eyewitness her son being crucified on the cross.
所以想一想，她的心真的像被刀刺透一样。
Just imagine her heart would be just like being pierced by a sword.
那么上帝为什么要采取这么严肃的方法来救赎我们呢？
But why would God take such a serious approach to save us?
因为他是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sins.
他不能平白无故的就把我们的罪免了。
He cannot just casually forget our sins.
所以他要用一个人来担当我们的罪。
He needs somebody to bear our sins.
所有的人都是罪人，谁能担当呢？
But then everybody are sinners, and who can qualify to bear our sins?
所以只有他亲自来为我们担当罪。
So the only way is for him himself to bear our sins.
所以上帝要采取这种严肃的方法。
So that's why God has to take such a serious approach.
神差遣他的儿子是为了担当我们的罪。
God sent his son in order to bear our sins.
神派他的儿子耶稣基督来就是为了来死，来接受审判。
God sent his son Jesus in order to bear our sins and to be judged by God.
可见罪是多么严肃。
You can see sin is such a serious matter.
那么因此救赎有两个方面。
That's why redemption has two aspects.
救赎对我们是极大的喜乐。
Redemption to us is great joy.
因为罪得赦免，享受永生，当然荣耀。
Because our sins are forgiven and we can inherit eternal life. Of course, is this great and glorious.
所以圣诞节对我们也是欢乐的。
And that's why Christmas to us should be joyful.
因为我们有了救赎的盼望。
Because we have the hope of salvation.
但是对于神却是极大的悲伤。
But to God, it is great sadness.
因为他牺牲了自己的爱子。
Because he lost his son.
所以他是悲伤的。所以我们讲圣诞节呢，是荣耀与悲伤共舞。
That's why we said Christmas is both glory and sadness in play.
我以前呢是常常给别人举行婚礼。
In the past, I officiate a lot of weddings.
这几年就比较少了。
This past few years,
婚礼是两种光景，随佛两道风景。
Usually there are two kinds of situations.
男方呢很开心。
Usually the side of the groom is very happy.
因为自己的儿子呢娶了一个漂亮的太太。
Because their son have married a beautiful wife.
但是女方其实是很悲伤。
But usually the bride side is quite sad.
可能在西方，我不知道这个女方会不会悲伤。比如说在美国。
I'm not sure in Western culture such as United States whether the bride side would experience that kind of sentiment, the sadness.
对中国人来说，女儿嫁出去是非常悲伤。
In Chinese culture, marrying out a daughter usually is kind of sad.
尤其你们家就一个独生女的。
Especially if you are the only daughter in your household.
你现在可能以为不悲伤。
Now you may not think that is sad.
等女儿结婚那一天，你才知道什么叫失落感。
Wait until the day that the daughter is married, then you will experience a sense of loss.
我以前以为我嫁女儿不会悲伤。
In the past, I thought when I marry my daughter out, I would not experience sadness.
我女儿举行婚礼的时候，我也非常开心。
When my daughter got married, I was very happy.
但是我的内心呢，也非常悲伤。
But inside my heart, I was sad.
就是我偷偷的流了一些眼泪。
So in private, I shed some tears.
因为从那一刻开始，这个女儿就不属于我的了。
Because from that moment on, this daughter does not belong to me anymore.
她将跟随另外一个男人走下一生。
She will follow another man for the rest of her life.
如果我期待我女儿的婚姻是健康的。
If I hope that my daughter's marriage is healthy,
我从此不能再干涉她。
From now on, I should not interfere with her life.
我养了将近30年的女儿，我就不能再管了。
The daughter that I have brought up for near 30 years from that point on, I have nothing to do with her anymore.
所以我喜乐也有悲伤。
So I was joyful, yet I was sad.
圣诞节。
Christmas.
上帝将他的儿子赐给我们。
God sent his son to us.
那远远超越一个人把女儿嫁出去。
Far exceed a person marry out his daughter.
我们知道我们的女儿嫁给一个可靠的男人，我们很开心。
We know that we'll be happy if our daughter can marry a trustworthy man.
上帝知道他的儿子是来担当我们的罪的。
But God knows his son came to bear our sins.
所以他是悲伤的。
So he was sad.
荣耀的上帝之子。
Gloria, the son of,
就是在这样羞辱中来临了。
And he came in shame.
所以上帝要经历极大的悲伤。
So God experienced great sadness.
爱我们却得到了极大的荣耀。
And yet we receive great glory.
这就是荣耀与悲伤共舞。
And that's how both glory and sadness are in play.
这是神在旧约借着先知多次预言告诉我们的。
This is how God has prophesied in the Old Testament many times.
那么跟大家讲第二点，神的显现带着荣耀与悲伤。
The second point, God's appearance brought glory and sadness.
圣诞节是神向人类显现。
So Christmas is God's appearing to humankind.
这是约翰福音一章十八节告诉我们的。
This is from John chapter 1 verse 18.
上帝为了成就他对人类的救赎的应许。
In order to fulfill his promise of redemption,
他借耶稣向人类显现。
God appeared to mankind through Jesus.
但是这个显现呢，却带来了荣耀与悲伤。
But this appearance brought both glory and sorrow.
在我们刚才读的路加福音第二章的前面一段。
In the passage that we read from Luke, the first part of that,
玛利亚怀孕了。
Mary was pregnant.
即将临产。
Is come to the time of delivery.
我们中间在座的姐妹们，如果你生过孩子
，Among us the sister, if you have given birth to a child,
如果你即将临产
，If you are about to give birth,
肯定有很好的保护，还要经常去医院检查。
You surely would have great protection and go to the hospital for examination often.
但是玛利亚享受不到今天妇女们享受的福分。
But Mary did not enjoy all these blessings that modern women experience.
她要按照政府的要求陪着她的丈夫到伯利恒去登记。
She has to follow her husband to follow the edict of the governor to come to the census.
一个即将临产的孕妇却要远行。
A woman who is about to deliver a kid has to travel afar.
就在这次远行的途中，玛利亚生下了她的孩子。
And during this trip, she gave birth to a child.
但是在那个旅馆里，居然没有一个房间，她的孩子要生在马槽里。
But they cannot even find a room in the inns.
大家知道什么是马槽吗？
Do you know what a manger is?
肮脏腥臭，到处是苍蝇。
Dirty, just full of flies and bugs.
荣耀的万王之王的儿子，却要生在一个肮脏腥臭的马槽里面。
The glorious Son of God, the King of Kings, has to be born in such a poor and dirty place, a manger.
难道那个旅馆真的没有一个房间吗？
Would the inn actually not have room for them?
这表明其实人类对耶稣的排斥。
It actually reflects the discrimination, the rejection of humankind to Jesus.
今天我们高唱圣诞节的赞歌。
Today we sing aloud the praise song of Christmas.
我们可能没办法理解什么是马槽。
We may not fully understand what a manger is.
我以前是中国的一个农民。
I was, when I was in China, I was a poor farmer.
准确一点讲，我小孩子的时候是农民。
To be more accurate, when I was a kid, I was a poor farmer.
所以我知道牛棚，我们家没有马，有牛，我知道牛棚里面有多么脏。
So I have first-hand experience of how dirty a cattle ranch or a manger is.
所以圣诞节是一个荣耀与悲伤共舞的日子。
So Christmas is a time with both glory and sorrow.
其实我们在马可福音第六章，他们说耶稣是谁呢？他说是玛利亚的儿子。
In the book of Matthew, it actually talks about who Jesus was. He said it was Mary's son.
因为当时呢，一般说孩子都会说他是爸爸的儿子。
Normally, we will say a son is the son of the father.
他们为什么说是玛利亚的儿子呢？
Why would they say it is the son of Mary, the mother?
他们的意思就是这是个私生子。
What they imply was Jesus was an illiterate son.
如果不是因为约瑟的保护，玛利亚未婚先孕会被他们用石头打死的。
If it was not for the protection of Joseph, Mary would have been stoned to death by the crowd.
童女怀孕，这不是一个秘密的消息。
A virgin was pregnant. It is not something glorious.
这是个公开的消息。
It's not something also secret. It somehow everybody knows.
当时的人们因为排斥玛利亚的未婚先孕，所以没有地方给她生孩子。
We believe at that time people actually reject this illegitimate pregnancy of Mary, so that's why they don't give her, proper accommodation.
我们生活在二十一世纪的美国。
We are living in this 21st century of America.
我们没有办法理解两千年前的东方对妇女生孩子是怎么理解。
It's hard for us to understand 2,000 years ago how the pregnancy of a woman was treated in Middle East.
就是当今今天的中国。
Even in today's China.
如果你怀孕在别人家生孩子，他也不会同意的。
If you were pregnant and yet you give birth to the kid in another person's household, it is not very, glamorous.
大城市可能好一点。
Maybe better in the big city.
在中国，别人认为你的孩子生在他家，那是倒霉。
In China, if your kid is born in somebody else's household, it's just signify bad luck.
那么在圣经也规定，妇女生完男孩有33天是不洁净的。
And in the Bible, it's also said that after a woman gives birth to a child, she is not clean for 33 days.
那么你又是一个私生子
，If you are a legitimate son，
所以那个圣殿、那个旅店呢，没有给玛利亚一个房间。
And that's why the inn did not give her a room。
接着我们看见
，And then we see，
荣耀的神他的儿子却在羞辱中来到了世界。
So we see the son, the glorious son of God, came in shame。
我们再寒酸的人。
No matter how poor we are,
如果你从其他的国家来到洛杉矶，也许有人去帮你接个飞机。
If you came from another country to LA, maybe somebody will come to greet you in the airport.
或者你的孩子出生，或者也可以去一个最简单的医院。
If your son is born, at least they will be given a simple celebration.
而荣耀的上帝之子却生在一个肮脏的马槽里面。
But the glorious son of God.
神就是这样跟我们亮相的。
Was born in this lowly and dirty manger.
这表面上看是人对耶稣的不公。
On the surface, it reflects the injustice man treat Jesus.
其实这一切都是上帝的安排。
But indeed, it was all the arrangement of God.
上帝为什么要这样安排呢
？Why would God arrange this?
因为耶稣来不是旅游的。
Because Jesus came not to enjoy wealth.
他是来担当人的罪的。
He came to bear our sins.
所以从他怀孕那一刻
，So from the day of his conception.
从他出生那一刻
，From the moment of his birth.
他就开始担当人类的羞辱。
He started bearing our shame.
他就开始忍受着人类的羞辱给他带来的悲伤。
And he has to bear.The sadness that came with that shame that we give him.
荣耀的万王之王就在这羞辱中来临了。
The glorious King of Kings came in such shame.
所以我们讲圣诞节是荣耀与悲伤共舞的日子。
And that's how we said Christmas has both glory and sadness in play.
跟大家讲第三点，神的救赎带着荣耀与悲伤。
And let me share with you the third point. God's redemption brought glory and sorrow.
神借先知对人类应许他的救恩。
God promised his salvation through prophets.
神借耶稣向人类亲自显现，完成了他的救恩。
God appeared to mankind to accomplish his salvation.
救赎对人类来说是神赐的恩典。
To mankind, redemption was the grace of God.
但是对神自己来说呢，却是悲伤。
But to God, it brought sadness.
所以这是一个令人纠结的问题。
So this is a puzzling situation.
西面盼望以色列的安慰来到。
Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
而以色列的安慰却是借着神的悲伤来实现的。
Yet the consolation of Israel was actually realized through the sorrow, the sadness of God.
人类为了要享受安慰。
In order for humankind to experience consolation,
神牺牲了他的安慰，承担着悲伤，让我们享受安慰。
God sacrificed his own consolation and sacrificed his son to accomplish this redemption.
这就是救恩成就的过程。
This is the process of the fulfillment of redemption.
因为神为了以色列人得到希望，却牺牲了他的儿子。
Because God wants to give hope to Israel, he has to sacrifice his son.
我们的安慰，神的悲伤。
Our hope is the sadness of God.
我们的希望，神的牺牲。
Our hope is made possible by the sacrifice of God.
之前呢，西面说他得到圣灵的启示。
Earlier, Simeon received the revelation of the Spirit.
现在呢，西面说他又得到了圣灵的感动。
And then now he was again in the Spirit.
无论是启示还是感动
，No matter it's like revelation or in the Spirit,
都是来自神对西面的信息。
They all came from the message of God.
两次提到圣灵。
Two times he mentioned the Holy Spirit.
以双重的肯定说明。这来自神的信息是多么重要。
It confirmed twice how important the message from God.
所以在西面的称颂之中
So in the praise of Simeon,
他首先强调了救恩。
He first emphasized salvation.
然后呢他强调了这个孩子的悖逆。
And he emphasized the rejection of the baby.
要成为毁谤的把柄。
Would become the cause of rejection by people.
其实攻击毁谤耶稣基督的到今天也没停止。
In fact, even today, there was still a continued rejection and attack to Jesus.
特别是西面提醒玛利亚心要被刀刺透。
Especially Simeon reminded Mary that her soul would be pierced by a sword.
为什么说救恩是荣耀与悲伤共舞呢？
Why would we say salvation involve both glory and sadness in play?
我们看看这段经文有一些对比词语。
Let's see some contrasting terms used in this passage.
跌倒和兴起。
Fall and rising.
跌倒和悖逆。
Fall and appointed.
毁谤和荣耀。
Opposed and glory.
救赎与刀被和与刀被刀刺透。
Redemption and pierced by a sword.
这些话放在一起。
These words when put together.
本身就是一个冲突。
Convey a contrast, a conflict.
完全不协调的两种光景
They are not in harmony.
就是表明神为了我们得荣耀他忍受悲伤
And it illustrates that for the sake of our glory God has to bear sadness.
到底神有多么大的悲伤呢
How great the sadness God experienced.
圣经没有直接讲
The Bible did not describe directly.
为什么
Why?
因为没有语言可以描述神的悲伤。
Because there's no human words can describe that sadness clearly.
另一方面
Another aspect.
借助玛利亚的悲伤
Through the sadness of Mary.
其实就是表达了上帝的悲伤。
It actually reflects the sadness of God.
为什么要有那么多的孩子被杀呢？
Why were so many toddlers killed?
难道那些孩子被杀上帝不知道吗？
Did God not know all this toddler being killed there?
因为上帝失去他的儿子，这种悲伤没有人理会。
Because the sadness of God of losing his son cannot be understood by humankind.
如果让人类自己失去儿子，你就知道什么叫悲伤。
So maybe letting human to lose their sons, they may get a glimpse of that sadness.
所以那些孩子的被杀，其实是上帝在表达他的悲伤。
So when all those toddlers were killed, it actually was God's way of sharing how sad he was.
当然我们相信上帝也有能力救赎那些孩子。
Of course, we believe God has the power.
某种情况那些孩子被杀的孩子也是充满荣耀的。
From another perspective, all these kids that were killed, they were full of glory.
因为他们也是为耶稣的名被杀的。
Because they were killed for the name of Jesus.
所以我们说救恩充满了荣耀与悲伤。
That's why we say salvation was full of glory and sadness.
上帝的应许、上帝的显现和上帝的救赎都是带着悲伤与荣耀。
The promise, the appearance, the redemption of God all brought forth sorrow and glory.
这就是圣诞节的意义。
And that's the meaning of Christmas.
当我们想到圣诞节的时候
When we think about Christmas,
我们要超越那些普通的歌颂与舞蹈，我们看到神的救恩。
Let's transcend the common understanding from those joy and glory, in order to remember it, signified the salvation by God.
这样我们才能享受救恩所带来的盼望与安慰。
Only that way we can experience the hope and the glory that came from that redemption.
当我们想到圣诞节的时候，要超越那些华丽的装饰和美好的食物。
When we think about Christmas, let's transcend those sumptuous food.And glamorous decorations.
看着神的荣耀与悲伤。
Let's be able to understand the sadness of God through those glory.
这样我们才能经历耶稣基督降生带来的大能和智慧。
Only that way we can experience the greatness of Jesus in his death, in his coming.
当我们想到圣诞节的时候，要超越眼前的快乐与享受。
When we think about Christmas, let's transcend all the enjoyment and the happiness in front of us.
想到上帝的悲伤。
And be able to remember the sadness of God.
我们才能享受神救赎的奇妙和美丽。
That we can experience the marvelous salvation from God.
圣诞节是荣耀与悲伤的结合。
Christmas is a combination of glory and sadness.
所以圣诞节呢，鼓励最后跟大家思想三件事。
So at the end, I want to meditate on three things during this Christmas season.
牺牲、诚实和荣耀。
Sacrifice, honesty, and glory.
我们讲的牺牲。
We talk about sacrifice.
圣诞节就是一个牺牲的记号，牺牲就是圣诞节的记号。
Sacrifice is the mark of Christmas.
牺牲就是耶稣降生的记号。
Sacrifice is the mark of Jesus' birth.
牺牲是耶稣这一生的记号。
Indeed, sacrifice is the mark of the whole life of Jesus.
因为耶稣的牺牲，我们得到了救恩。
Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can have salvation.
因为耶稣的牺牲，我们享受了平安。
Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can experience peace.
那我们讲诚实。
Next, honesty.
圣诞节挑战我们做人的诚实。
Christmas challenges our honesty.
耶稣为什么要降生呢？
Why was Jesus born?
那是因为我的罪。
That's because of our sins.
如果我们诚实，我们就应该承认我们是个罪人。
If we are honest, we have to recognize and acknowledge that we sin.
荷兰著名的画家林布朗的一个自画像。
There's this Dutch artist, Rembrandt.
其实这是画家自己。这是耶稣被钉十字架。
So he painted the painting of the crucifixion of Jesus, but he also put himself in that painting.
他用自己的两只手高高的把耶稣举起来。
Show his used his two hands to raise Jesus.
他想表达的是什么呢？
What did he want to convey?
是我的罪把耶稣基督送上了十字架。
He wants to convey that it is my sin that have sent Jesus to the cross.
在座的弟兄姊妹，我们诚实地承认我是一个罪人吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we honestly recognize that I am a sinner?
如果我们不能够认识到自己罪恶的深刻性，
If we cannot recognize how deep-seated is our sin，
我们没有办法明白圣诞节的意义。
There's no way we can understand the meaning of Christmas。
圣诞节对我们最多就是那种快乐。
Christmas at most is the time of joy。
我是一个充满罪恶的人。
I am a person full of sins。
又住在一个分崩离析的世界。
And I also live in the broken and alienated world。
所以人类只能越来越糟糕。
So the destiny of humankind is only going to be worse。
只有我们深刻地认识到我的罪，我们才知道圣诞节对我们有多大的意义。
Only if we can deeply convince of our sins, that Christmas can become very meaningful to us.
荣耀，不要忘记圣诞节的场景。
Third, glory, do not forget the stage of Christmas.
是荣耀与悲伤共舞。
It's glory and sorrow both in play.
因为耶稣是万王之王，充满了荣耀。
Because Jesus is the King of Kings, full of glory.
他来到这个世界就是要为了荣耀神。
He came to this world to glorify God.
所以他要忍受悲伤和痛苦。
And so he has to bear all the suffering and the sadness.
神的儿子居然来到人间。
The Son of Man, came to this world.
天使向全人类宣告，人类的希望就此开始。
Angels announced and proclaimed that the hope of the humankind started from that point.
正当这群牧羊的人在享受着耶稣降生带来的惊喜的同时，
When that group of shepherds was experiencing the joy that come with the birth of Jesus,
希律王因为害怕失去他政治的权利，
King Herod,for fear of losing his political power as the king,
正在精心的计划一场谋杀伯利恒婴儿。
Was carefully orchestrating and planning a great massacre of toddler and babies.
并且很快进入实施，有一群孩子被他杀戮。
And indeed, very soon he executed that plan and killed a lot of toddlers.
所以圣诞节是一个荣耀与悲伤连在一起的日子。
And that's why Christmas is the time that have both glory and sadness in play.
我们看看为什么会有一棵圣诞树在这里呢？
Let's take a look at the Christmas tree.
我们今天的圣诞树呢，挂的是琳琅满目，五彩缤纷。
A Christmas tree today have a lot of glittering decorations on it.
因为这也是一棵，其实圣诞节，因为它是一棵树，其实强调的是一棵木头。
Christmas tree. It's a tree. The actual emphasis of it is that it is a piece of wood, a plant.
耶稣降生的时候的圣诞树。
The tree during the birth of Jesus Christ.
后来耶稣基督死的时候，刚好被挂在十字架上，那也是一棵木头。
And when Jesus died, he was also hoisted up in a tree, which is the cross.
主耶稣是被经过审判鞭打然后挂在十字架上。
Jesus experienced torture and judgment and then nailed to the cross.
那个时候的一棵圣诞树上面挂着血淋淋的耶稣基督。
The Christmas tree in Jesus' time actually bear this bloody body of Jesus.
就是曾经因为耶稣被挂在十字架上。
And it was becauseAt one point, Jesus was nailed to the cross.
我们才能享受今天的圣诞树挂的五彩缤纷。
That we can experience today's beautiful Christmas tree with all the nice decorations.
这是先知以赛亚在五十三章给我们的预言。
That's the prophecy that the Old Testament Isaiah described in chapter 53 of Isaiah.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得平安。
Because of the pain he experienced, we can experience peace.
因他受的痛苦，我们得荣耀。
Because of his pain, we can have glory.
所以，神的荣耀，然后到悲伤。
So God's glory lead to a tragedy.
我们透过神的悲伤，又进入到荣耀之中。
Through God's sadness, we can enter into glory.
这就是基督教的救恩。
This is the salvation of Christianity.
耶稣的悲剧是人类美好的起点。
The tragedy of Jesus marked the beginning of the beauty in mankind.
他承担死亡，我们得到救恩。
He bears death so we can receive salvation.
所以当我们纪念圣诞节的时候，
So when we memorize, commemorate Christmas,
我们不要忘记耶稣是为了救赎人类才降生的。
Do not forget Jesus was born to redeem mankind.
我们不要忘记耶稣是为了担当我们的罪才走向十字架牺牲自己的。
We do not forget Jesus sacrificed on the cross to bear the sins of mankind.
就像我们的孩子常常是给自己的妈妈过，自己过生日一样。
Just like our kids a lot of time try to celebrate the birthday of their mom,
我们都会给妈妈买个礼物。
We'll buy some gift for our mother.
因为我们出生那一刻是妈妈最痛苦的时候。
But then our birth was the most painful time our mother experienced.
所以我常常鼓励孩子们要多思念自己的妈妈为了生我们忍受的痛苦。
So I encourage all of us as a child andto always remember when our mother gave birth to us, she experienced the greatest pain in her life.
我们也不要忘记上帝为了救赎我们而忍受的痛苦。
And in the same token, let's not forget when God saved us, he experienced the greatest pain in his.
圣诞节我们思想荣耀与悲伤。
In Christmas, let's think about both glory and sorrow.
愿神赐福大家，愿一切的荣耀归于神。
May God bless all of us and may glory be to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our beloved Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是万王之王。
You are the King of Kings.
你充满了荣耀。
You've filled, you've
然而你因为救赎我们。
Universe, and then you also save us.
就借着耶稣基督生在马槽里。
Through Jesus being born in a manger.
因为耶稣基督的痛苦我们得到了平安。
Because the pain that Jesus experienced, we can have peace.
因为耶稣基督所受的羞辱我们得到了荣耀。
Because the shame Jesus received, we got glory.
所以我们今天在这里纪念耶稣的降生。
So today when we commemorate the birth of Jesus,
我们更感谢神对我们的救恩。
And we even give thanks more for the salvation that God has given us.
我们盼望一切的荣耀都归给你。
We pray that all the glory be to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.